This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's bringing some strength to the cattle markets?
Well, I think there's anticipation of higher cash, even though we have not seen it yet, and the fact that this market, it started off with some strength early this morning, might have been nothing more than technical buying, but it continued throughout the day. But only April live cattle managed to make a new high for the week. The rest of them got right up there but could not get over that hump. Box beef at mid-morning, 24 and lower. Selects down 34, and we had a movement of 58 loads. We saw an estimated cattle kill today of only 95,000 head. The weekly kill came in at 531,000 head. And there's no other fresh news out there. Later this afternoon will be the quarterly hog and pig report. April cattle today closed 95 higher. June cattle 97 higher. May feeders up 235. August feeders up 202. June hogs 15 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
A lot of people think I'm superstitious. I never step on cracks. I never keep black cats on the ranch. I never open umbrellas indoors, not even in the barn. And I never let a young calf go unvaccinated. Because young calves are up against a whole lot more than you think. And I'm not just talking about bad luck, but stuff that even their mama's milk can't protect them from in the long run. Like BVD type 1B, the most common subtype of BVD in infected calves. That's why I vaccinate them with Pyramid 5 Plus Pre-Sponse SQ. It's the only approved combination vaccine that protects calves from BVD type 1B respiratory disease for at least 217 days. Plus, its viral and bacterial protection shields the unluckiest of calves. Even my doomed number 13 calf. Talk with your Boehringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Learn more at bi-vetmedica.com/cattle.
Tom, what's going on in the grain markets?
Very, very quiet today, Leslie. No fresh news, waiting for Tuesday to come around. Wheat managed to get back about half of its losses from yesterday on technical buying. The soybeans saw new lows made for the week. The corn market traded and closed on both sides of unchanged today. Now, for the week, we saw May corn gain 6 cents. May soybeans lost 6 cents for the week, while May Kansas City wheat lost 16 cents for the week. Now, we did see May Kansas City wheat today closed 10 cents higher. July KC was up 9 cents. The May Chicago wheat was up 8.5 cents, with May corn down a quarter of a penny. July corn down a quarter of a penny. May soybeans down 7.25, with July beans down 6.5, and May cotton 47 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.